As soon as the office manager went through the door, Ignatius rolled a sheet of Levy stationery into Mr. Gonzalez's high black typewriter. If Levy Pants was to succeed, the first step would be imposing a heavy hand upon its detractors. Levy Pants must become more militant and authoritarian in order to survive in the jungle of modern commercialism. Ignatius began to type the first step.
Ebelman's Dry Goods, Kansas City, Missouri, USA. Mr. I. Ebelman, Mongoloid Esquire. We have received via post your absurd comments about our trousers, the comments revealing, as they did, your total lack of contact with reality. Were you more aware, you would know or realize by now that the offending trousers were dispatched to you with our full knowledge they were inadequate, so far as length was concerned. Why? Why? You are in your incomprehensible babble, unable to assimilate stimulating concepts of commerce into your retarded and blighted worldview. The trousers were sent to you, one, as a means of testing your initiative. A clever, wide-awake business concern should be able to make three-quarter-length trousers a byword of masculine fashion. Your advertising and merchandising programs are obviously faulty. And two, as a means of testing your ability to meet the standards requisite in a distributor of our quality product. Our loyal and dependable outlets can vend any trouser bearing the Levy label, no matter how abominable their design and construction. You are apparently a faithless people. We do not wish to be bothered in the future by such tedious complaints. Please confine your correspondence to orders only. We are a busy and dynamic organization whose mission needless effrontery and harassment can only hinder. If you molest us again, sir, you may feel the sting of the lash across your pitiful shoulders. Yours in anger, Gus Levy, President.
Happily pondering the thought that the world understood only strength and force, Ignatius copied the Levy signature onto the letter with the office manager's pen, tore up Mr. Gonzalez's letter to Ebelman, and slipped his own into the correspondent's outgoing box. Then he tiptoed carefully around the little inert figure of Miss Trixie, returned to the filing department, picked up the stack of still unfiled material, and threw it into the wastebasket.